I'm asking what, yes.
What?
Where?
Odd, sometimes you say.
How about a person who takes offense at little things? Quick to take offense.
What is it you say about leaving?
And it used to be said that you shouldn't wave a red red handkerchief at a bull or you'd make him
mad.
And if people are excited, you get up in front of them and you say, all right, now everything will be all right if we'll just
calm down.
Or keep calm.
Keep calm.
And at night you come home from work and you're
tired.
Mm-hmm. And if you've had a particularly hard day, you'd say you're more than tired, you're just plain.
Give out.
If children are making a lot of noise and you want them to stop it, what would you tell them?
Well,
I'll split your little head.
Quiet down.
Excuse me?
Quiet down.
If you saw a man come in from working in the hot sun and his shirt was wet, somebody said, how'd he get his shirt wet? You'd probably say, well, he
perspired. Maybe you ought to be taking this instead of me.
Well, you're slowing down. We gotta help you out here.
Well, you had a hard day, didn't you? Yeah, this is taxing, isn't it?
Well, a little, yes, after so long.
Uh-huh. What do you call that sore that you can get that has a hard center and gets very, very sore?
Boil?
Uh-huh. What do you call the fluid in that?
Pus.
And the area around it, you'd say it, the skin isn't smooth, it's
swollen.
Mm-hmm. Place where a bullet goes in, you'd say is a...
Place what now?
Where a bullet enters, you'd say the doctor is going to dress the
wound.
Mm-hmm. And an animal sometimes, a horse for example, will cut himself on a barbed wire fence and the wound won't heal properly. That red angry matter will be around it. Now, what do you call the red angry matter? Red angry matter.